Kilo Oscar 4 Victor Delta X-ray Mobile 1 monitoring. Kilo Oscar 4 Victor Delta X-ray Mobile 1 monitoring.
Kilo 4 HK is monitoring.
K2RCL, KO4 HKX. How's it going, Patrick?
You good, Russell? How you been?
Still above ground and standing upright, so I ain't gonna complain.
I heard y'all here earlier talking to somebody. I can't remember who it was now.
That was Mike.
I remember that now that you said it. I was in the dead spot. I could make out who it was in the call sign, but I couldn't keep up with the conversation. I was up here in the black hole.
Got you. You're getting in the shadow up there and can't get out.
Frozen tundra still.
Chilly up there?
21 degrees right now, but I still got about 4 inches of snow around the house.
Ow. I think we got a little bit of snow at the top of the driveway where we shoveled the driveway off. Well, actually, Dad did it. I didn't get out in it at all. But he piled it up there behind the mailbox, and I think there's just a little bit left there.
It's not really snow anymore. It's like a solid sheet of ice. It's hard as a rock. You don't even bust through it when you walk on it anymore.
That's that busty keister snow.
It did that one time, busting my keister out there, and luckily I was out of view of the video camera.
Can win you $100,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos.
It's a shame to go with it.
$100,000, I believe I'd be bashful a little while.
Right there with you.
Think going good, truck going good, business good?
The start of the year with weather causing delays, and I had some minor truck issues and repairs I had to take care of the week of the snow and couldn't get the parts. So it's been a hectic January, but we're on it and rolling now.
Good. At least you got everything squared away. Maybe if you get it all knocked out at the beginning of the year, it'll be good for the rest of the year. Today's the first day I've really got out and done anything with everything else.
You're saying that with the way you were talking to her the other day in the text message, you wasn't feeling too good.
As I say, I've been sick before, but that was rough. I mean, it put both of us in the bed for about a week straight, and still don't have a lot of energy, but if I can get rid of this dry cough, I'll be the happiest just to get shit hit.
I know what you mean. When I had it, that's the part that took me the longest to get over was the cough. It took me a couple weeks to get over feeling just run down, but the cough hung around for a while.
So we're on, this will be our fourth week this week. Both of us are doing better. You know, we still, our energy levels are just starting to come back up some, and just a little bit of cough, and hopefully things are going to just keep improving from here. Got a buddy of mine that I dealt with a little bit. He's in the hospital in ICU on a ventilator from it. And we got a girl we went to school with that works over at the water company. She passed away here just a couple of days ago.
It's been tough on everybody, and it affects everybody in such a different way that there's just no planning for it, really.
Not. You know, like I say, I mean, I'm thankful we're still here, we're still kicking, and gonna keep going. Turned down some work this month, which is fine. I mean, just gotta get my energy back up, get us back up to 100%, and we'll get back at it and keep ticking it off.
Turned down work, but so you gotta take care of yourself so you can be there to do more work. So sometimes you gotta do that. But hey, speaking of that, I need to get with you about doing some work up here if you're interested in it.
Be happy to talk to you about it on the phone or something. You got my number, just give me a call whenever it's convenient, and we'll try to iron it. figuring out the details from there.
Roger that, and that's kind of what I figured you was going to say, but I wanted to give you a heads up before I called you with it. Not the thing to talk about on here. Off here. I was hoping that other station would come back in here. I was trying to not leave him hanging out there by himself, but I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't heard him again. I was sitting here at the desk doing a little bit of work on the computer, and he come through on a couple of the scanner frequencies for the local repeaters, and then I heard him chime in on the 610 repeater. And I wasn't in a position to pick it up, and then you called, and I had just shut everything down. Figured I'd holler back at you and just check in and see how things was going.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to you in a while. I know you hadn't been on the radio much at all in the last couple months. I figured you'd just been busy.
Ms. Barn door in the middle of a tornado.
It's a good thing, because they're usually clapping in the wind.
I've been flapping in the wind for sure. But it's good talking with you, Patrick. I'll let you get to it. I'll say 73s and have yourself a good afternoon and a good week ahead. This will be K2RCL, but I'll be clear on your final.
Good to hear from you. Glad you're feeling better. You're in bed. And y'all take care out there. And I'll talk to you some other day. KO4HK. And I'll be quick. 73.